AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty in the Georgia election subversion case. Mike Hempen has details.
Trump and 18 others are accused of illegally trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election in Georgia. By pleading not guilty, Trump won't have to show up for the arraignment hearings set for next week. Several other people charged in the 41-count indictment already have waived arraignment, saving them a trip to the Atlanta courthouse. Legal maneuvering by several of those charged already has started. I'm Mike Hempen.
Two former Proud Boys leaders have been sentenced for their roles in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Zachary Rell getting 15 years in prison, Joseph Biggs 17. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is acknowledging he took three trips last year aboard a private plane owned by Republican megadonor Harlan Crow. AP Supreme Court correspondent Mark Sherman.
It follows a series of reports in the spring by the investigative news site ProPublica that detailed years of travel and gifts that Crow has provided to Thomas and his wife, Ginny. And it also comes while principally Democrats in Congress are pressing the Supreme Court to adopt an ethics code.
A Missouri judge has ruled an 84-year-old white man will stand trial for shooting Ralph Yarl, a black teen who went to the man's house by mistake last April. Andrew Lester facing charges of first-degree assault and armed criminal action. Idalia, now a post-tropical cyclone, moving out into the Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center says a tropical storm watch is in effect for Bermuda. Meantime, cleanup in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says Valdosta took a direct hit.
I've had multiple people texting me in Valdosta saying that city will not be the same after the cleanup's done, and that it was as bad as anything they've ever seen.
Sound courtesy WSB-TV. This is AP News. After a couple of winning sessions this week, stocks closed out August the way they started. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks gave up early gains and closed lower on Wall Street, a downbeat end to the market's first losing month since February. The S&P 500 ended with a loss of 0.2%, breaking a four-day winning streak. The Dow fell 168 points, that's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq edged up 0.1%. The government reported that the measure of inflation that's closely tracked by the Federal Reserve remained low last month. That's the latest sign that price increases are cooling. Investors are hoping that the Fed may be close to done raising interest rates. Discount retailer Dollar General sank 12.2% after cutting its profit forecast for the year. Treasury yields fell. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note, which helps set mortgage rates, fell to 4.10%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth, and thank you for listening. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.